Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is March 2015. Wow. Josh and I are in the studio today, and Josh is going to actually...
We have a special guest in the second hour.
Well, not so, but Josh is going to interview me in the second hour, ask some probing questions.
Oh, yes.
So,
it's going to get dirty.
Down and dirty with Joyce and Josh today. And so I welcome him in the studio. Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll talk later about how well it went or
that's
didn't.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm prepared for the lashings.
Anyway, Netanyahu is the big story of the day. Will he or will he not support a two-state solution? How many times have we heard this argument? I mean, let's go back to 1948, maybe. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. So what are they going to do? Because they don't like that Netanyahu is, you know, doing what he's doing and saying now that he won't support a two-state solution, and the U.S. is kind of playing like they want it, they're going to send Boehner over there.
Oh, good.
John Boehner to be the answer to this deal,
okay.
Really. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, that's what's on television. That's what they're getting a lot of attention to television with.
I mean, what place does the Speaker of the House have going...
Bingo.
Overseas, yeah, and this is a Secretary of State job or...
Sending something. A lot of money
it
with him, probably.
It seems like a guy who's running the House of Representatives should be dealing with internal issues. I don't
it
know.
It seems like a guy running the House should be running the House,
right.
Is what I think, yeah. But, oh, no, they've got to take all of those free trips over to Israel because I guess it's like on your belt, you know, you get so many, what are those
notches?
Things? Notches on your belt, how many times you've been to Israel.
I see.
I don't know. But anyway, it's going to be interesting a little bit. Only a little bit, because most of us don't really care because we know it's all agenda. And who knows? They said that the president finally called Netanyahu after 2 days after winning the election, but they said they're not going to announce a winner for 1 week, so maybe that was the reason he didn't call. I don't know. Or maybe they're calling each other every night going, well, we pulled that one over on him, didn't we?
Or we've maybe, who cares?
Yes, yes, yes. That's probably better. And Tunisia. Now Tunisia. The war in Tunisia, or getting ready to be with the United States, because now they're saying it could have been ISIS. Well, there were... some 20-some people that were killed in a museum by 9 people that have now been arrested. And now they're saying it might be ISIS. Really? Boy, we didn't see that one coming, did we?
No.
It might be
I'm
ISIS.
Completely blindsided by the whole thing.
And the AUM or that new agreement that we have signed says that we can go and basically kill anybody wherever ISIS is. So looks like we're heading to Tunisia next. And I think it's just all by design. Now, we have one of those stories that is really going to take the top of your head and probably remove a portion of it when you hear this story, because it's another one of those, we are not just stupid, we are terminally stupid with the government. We'll talk about that. Also, federal judge rips Obama administration lawyer for amnesty deception. I believe your word, and you made me look like a fool, according to Bart Bright.
Breitbart.
Either way, yeah. It's Friday, and we're having a good time at the Power Hour today. We'd hope that you join us for the 3 hours, or as long as you can, because it looks like we're getting ready to go into a flaming war with Russia. That is what they want you to think, is that we are kind of like edging it over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We edge a little bit, Russia edges a little bit, and pretty soon, nuclear weapon.
Hey, why not?
Mm-hmm. And I'm
crazy.
They are doing this for some reason. I'm not sure what it is. And Marjorie Wildcraft will be joining us in the third hour, and we are glad to have you there. Glad to have Josh there.
I'm glad to be here.
Great. And we will be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Oh, my gosh. I got to run this story by you all because I find it... And maybe you can tell me what I'm missing in this story, okay? And maybe Josh can, too. Now, Josh, have you pulled up the story on the U.S. shoots down ISIS-operated drone
for the
first time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, look at the picture. See the big picture? What is that picture of?
That's the, is that the Predator drone?
Yeah, looks like a monster drone, doesn't
right.
it?
Yes.
Okay, they have a picture of the monster drone, which looks like a 747, and it says U.S. shoots down ISIS-operated drone for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means they've got drones like that?
No, it's not like that. That's just a stock photo.
That is.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you get into the story, what does it say?
It says, the drone was a small, unarmed, handheld type of the sort that can be purchased commercially.
Bingo.
Yes.
Handheld,
right.
Throwing it like a paper airplane drone.
Right. You can go to Walmart or Target or whatever
yeah.
and buy these little things.
But what do they show you a picture of?
Right. Yeah.
The one that looks like a 747.
That blows things up, yeah.
That blows things up, yeah. And I just think that is so funny, but that's what they're doing to us if we don't watch. They're showing you the big Predator drone and saying, and then they have a second picture of another drone there, and then they say, oh, but that wasn't the one. It was a little tiny baby drone. That. Well, I don't care. Where are they getting their drones from? Well, probably
Amazon.
Made in USA. Yeah, Amazon. Made in USA or wherever. Anyway, Ben Swan does a good interview there talking about the announcement that CENTCOM made the announcement Wednesday, marking the first time the U.S. coalition has taken aim at a drone that was being used by the Islamic State. And so you look at the big giant 747-57 picture and say, oh, wow, that's not good.
Yeah.
Then you continue reading that it says, oh, but it was a little bitty toy one that they did, and they shot it down. Now, that's got to be really tough to shoot down. Would they use a missile of some kind, shoot down that little baby thing?
Probably a rubber band gun.
Yeah, rubber band gun. I mean, but think about it. They are really trying to mess with our minds, aren't they?
Oh, I would say yes. I mean, that's obvious that, you know, there's some manipulation going on in this story.
Yeah, even you
photo,
got it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
No.
If I can get it, yeah.
No, but you got it immediately. And right. I hadn't even told you about the story.
Right.
So, I, you know, you spot it because you're bright, you're smart, you're a Power Hour listener. And that's why our listeners get it, too. And that's why we get in trouble for saying, wait a minute, let me ask a question here. Why are you showing a big picture of great big giant drone that never has to land, and you really only had a little baby one that probably couldn't right. do anything anyway?
I'm sure it was just one of these little styrofoam things that, you know, have the camera on.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, my son has one of those.
That's yeah. right. That's right.
Yeah. You can buy them commercially.
Yes. So there.
It's silliness, really.
It is. It really is. It's just a story to make you and me, well, have
scared.
To get
into it's task. Fear.
It, well, they wanted to scare us, but it doesn't scare me. Yeah. Because I know that probably ISIS has every drone they could possibly want. All they have to do is ask for it, and our company will give country will give it to them.
Absolutely.
And while, I like I said, here is one of those stories that will blow the top lid, the lid off your hat, head, is that U.S., are you ready for this, loses track of $500 million worth of weapons in Yemen, including drones, helicopters, and 1.2 million rounds of ammo.
Crazy.
This is absolutely, oh, we are so stupid, over and over again. Gone with the collapse of Yemen's government is $500 million worth of America's military equipment and weapons provided by the former regime. The former regime. It's all Bush's fault, remember? Yeah. It's never a plan between the two administrations. The Department of Defense says that it can't say for sure what happened to $500 million in aid the U.S. military gave to Yemen after the Shiite Houthi rebels toppled the government.
That's crazy. I mean, Walmart can track every item they sell.
Yes.
But
yes.
The government can't keep track of this.
You know, they need to contact Walmart and get some of those laser things that they use to stock with, you know, that they go around and...
That'd be a good idea. I'm sure Walmart and the U.S. government are in deep communication at all times.
Maybe they need to know about those things. Maybe we need to call the Secretary of Defense's office and tell him. They've got some of those things at Walmart so that you can track your equipment. Anyway, this is crazy. The assistance covers a wide range of weaponry, aircraft, and equipment enough to equip a small army of rebels. Whew, I'm glad it's not a large army of rebels. That would have been bad, right?
There's an interesting fact at the end of this article. It says that Yemen has the second highest gun ownership rate in the world, ranking only behind the United States.
Thanks to the United States.
The United States.
Yeah.
It says its bazaars are well-stocked with heavy weaponry.
Wow.
So just go to a flea market and buy whatever, you know,
flea market launchers. Finds, yes. Well, I just think this is just so stupid, so bad, and they're telling you for a reason. And the reason they're telling you so later on they can say, yeah, that's how they got those drones, that equipment, and that $1.2 million rounds of ammo because, oh, we are so stupid. And we just keep going, oh, yeah, we know you're stupid, but on April 15th we'll give you a whole bunch more money. You can go buy some more.
I mean, they tell us these things, and basically they're saying, thank you for all the money you've given us on tax day, but oops, sorry, we've wasted it and lost it. You know, wouldn't you think that they would think that eventually people are going to kind of catch on? It's like, wait a minute.
I
gave you a bunch of money. You know, I got slammed this year in taxes so that you could give all these guns to other countries.
No, I gave up being able to fill in the blank. A, homeschool my children. B, send them to college. C,
take a vacation.
Take a vacation.
Something.
D, you know, just not have pressure on me all year long. and you went and gave it to a bunch of people in Yemen? You left it in Yemen, and you, the money that I, you know, I just cannot imagine how irate people should be.
Sure, yeah, they should be. You're absolutely right.
But they should be.
We've been domesticated, I guess.
We have been domesticated. Good point. Good point. Well, the Russian situation. Is it real? Is it Memorex? Are we facing a war? I don't know, but I'll tell you, there is a lot of talk about this. Washington is pushing Kiev to a military solution of the Donbass conflict. Now, we haven't heard much about the Donbass conflict, but the U.S. is inciting Kiev to end the crisis in eastern Ukraine by force, said the Russian foreign minister, citing U.S. support of the recent Ukrainian law on the special self-governing status of Donbass, which Moscow says undermines the Minsk II deal. If Washington welcomes the action, which undermines the Minsk agreements, then we can only conclude that Washington is inciting Kiev to resolve the issue by military means. And along with that, now Donbass is...
That's the easternmost part of Ukraine, mm-hmm. which is, you know, shares a border with Russia.
Yes. And the U.S. plans to a show of force with Dragoon ride through eastern Europe. The United States is planning a military exercise that will weave its troops through eastern Europe before they arrive at their home in Germany. A show of force intended to reinforce a commitment to the Baltic states. As if we haven't already shown enough support for
right.
the Baltic states.
Yeah. Just poking the bear. That's all.
That's right. Poking the bear. U.S. paratroopers are going to start training Ukrainian National Guard in April.
Yay.
For what?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to go against Russia. The Pentagon will deploy 300. Don't you love that figure 300? Magically, magically, they never need more or less than 300.
It's a magic number.
It is. It is. And I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but they never deploy 301. And the United States Army paratroopers are going to be going to western Ukraine next month to train six Ukrainian National Guard companies and a headquarter team. An exact date has not been finalized, but the training, which was announced last August, has been due to start in mid-March. It was delayed after leaders from Ukraine, Russia, France, and Germany emerged from peace talks last month in Minsk with a second ceasefire agreement. That's the story, and they're sticking to it. But then I think it's a really good idea for them to always tell the public what they're going to do militarily, so because the enemy would never be reading
strategery.
RT. Yeah, strategery. Yeah, they would never be reading RT or Sputnik News. And disturbed U.S. will hold Syria accountable. Here we go again. Groundhog Day again
right.
for chemical weapons attack.
A new attack, apparently.
A new attack, yes.
Yeah.
And 2 days after reports that surfaced that the Assad government had once again, I don't believe that, but that's what they're saying, decided to gas women and children. And one day after the Syrian military said it did no such thing because it doesn't need to, which I think is an excellent point.
Right.
John Kerry wants you to know that the U.S. will take whatever measures are necessary to hold Assad accountable for what other people say he might have done and get ready for us to attack Syria.
I mean, he's been pushing for it for a couple weeks now. Well, I mean, a few
years
now.
Yeah, 4 years now.
He says, while we cannot yet confirm the details, if true, this would be only the latest tragic example of the Assad regime's atrocities.
Yeah, that's John Kerry saying that?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, John Kerry says, well, we don't know if this is true or not, but we're going to throw it out there and put mm-hmm. it in your face. And then, of course, Fox and CNN will say, we cannot independently verify the chemical weapons were used, but we just want you to hear the story so that you will think that they were used. And that's what they do. And amid the U.S. coup, Venezuela is now going to take another $5 billion from China. Happily.
Right.
They're desperate. They don't have any food down there.
But they got some powerful friends.
They do.
They're buddy up with Russia and China. There were some drills going on with the Russian troops down there. And,
that's right.
Yeah. So, really this whole Russian thing, I think it is at least plausible that there may be some sort of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we see ourselves being surrounded. They're, Russia is up in the Arctic, and they have their buddies down in Venezuela and... I don't know.
I think you're right.
It's at least plausible.
And I think there's enough information around the net that something is amiss now. And it doesn't look like the U.S. is going to be in a good position, though they're wanting to posture very well. We'll be back after this four-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned to the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarheit. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
When the people leave, the leaders they will have to follow. And all their lies and their alibis they will have to swallow. And you, it has the authority. For the one who is right is the majority.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us at the Power Hour today. It is the majority, and we are the majority, and we are the government. It is of, by, and for the people, not of, by, and for the House, the Senate, the executive branch, judicial branch, etc. It is for the people. I know it's hard to see that right now, but we're turning that around. You know, and I was just thinking, you know, we talk about how, well, we need to talk to people. We need to tell people what's going on. We need to speak. You know what? No, we need to be having people get other people to listen to the Power Hour or Alex's show or Catherine Albrecht's show or whomever, Mike Rivero. If you get people to listen to Genesis, your job's done. Genesis will take care of it.
Right.
So please. But I've got some feedback there, Scott, if you can help me out. Getting a lot of delay there. But this is all about, if you ask me, getting people to listen to where they get a steady stream of the truth, and they're going to start understanding that all these people are not lying on Genesis.
Right. Well, I mean, if, say, you some guy comes up to you screaming about all these crazy things, you know, seemingly crazy things, you might just dismiss them, you know, say,
yeah,
9/11 is an inside job. You know, you start dumping everything that you know on somebody. They're going to kind of look at you like, you're nuts.
Yeah.
I'm walking away.
Yeah.
If you call me, go up to them and say, hey, you know, why don't you...
Are you interested in the truth?
Right.
You know, are you interested in finding out things that are not like what Bill O'Reilly is telling you?
Right.
Well, here, listen to this.
Listen to this.
Just, I challenge you to listen to it one day, one program, and then tell me that you're not. But anyway, you know, it's up to you all. But I hope that we can just get people turned on to the radio. And I'd like to go back and do a radio show one of these days where we have people talk about how they were introduced to Genesis or Alex or Catherine Albrecht or whatever, and how they became aware of the truth and how people approached them that made them want to listen to Genesis. I think that would be cool. One other thing, I need some help from some of you out there. Do you remember me talking about a vaccination, a television station, local television station, that was going to do a program on vaccines? And that I was going to, that I had filled out some information and they were maybe going to contact me. Do you all remember that? Because I need to know what I said, because I think the station has misquoted me. And I need to get back and find out what the real deal is on that story. So anyway, we're going to talk about that at 9 o'clock, because I'm going to tell you about a local TV station that came and interviewed me and then aired it yesterday. And we'll find out. I need to help have your help on that. Also, I want to note, is anybody out there using Aniva, E-N-I-V-A, Aniva Minerals? And I want to know what you think about it. I want to know what your thoughts are on Aniva Minerals. Email me at thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com, or call me at the Power Mall, 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049. I'd love to hear from you on Aniva Minerals. Okay, where were we, Josh?
I was sitting here, and you were right there.
Okay. And we were talking about Venezuela taking another $5 billion loan from China, which is already Venezuela's biggest creditor, with over $50 billion loan to Venezuela since 2007. That's huge.
That is huge.
Yeah. And they're planning on signing. That's called vested interest. China has a vested interest in
Venezuela. Right.
You
know, the Chinese are kind of smart, you know, and there's I don't know. That seems like a lot of money to be putting into
a country.
Yeah, that is especially going through what Venezuela is going through right now.
And doesn't want the United States to go messing around in their area, in their nest now.
I think people have kind of caught on to us. I don't know. Other countries are kind of starting to question.
The
imperialization
of every single country in the world other than the UK, they're just our lapdog. Anyway, Russia and China are now going to join, are going to open joint e-conference platform in the summer. Russian online payment system Yandex.money is going to start processing payments for China's online platform TradeEase, which is aimed at increasing cross-border trade between two countries. The project is expected to have a turnover of $830,000 in the first 3 months after it starts in the summer. You know what all this is, Josh? Alternative monetary system.
Well, what it looks like to me is that they're just kind of quietly pushing, just getting rid of the U.S. in every aspect, we don't need you anymore. You're toxic, so we're going to do our own thing.
And
it's interesting to watch, really.
Yeah, and the U.S. will never notice it. They haven't even noticed on Fox Business News the BRICS bank yet.
Yeah.
You know, they'll never know. They'll just keep running up the Dow, which, by the way, closed 100 points down yesterday, but it's up there today. We'll be back after this three-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
And stay tuned to the Power Hour in the next hour. Josh will interview
very special guest.
Me. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to find in the morning paper. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio.
What's like that?
Truth is on talk radio.
Whoa.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Only on GCN. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Not talk radio on like Fox Channel or any of the other, you know. Anyway, I'm glad you're joining us today, caring about your world and talking to someone else. Be sure and tell people about GCN. Be sure and try and get them to listen. And if you want some cards, some little cards to hand out. They're red, white, and blue. Thanks to Eleanor, who did the design on these. Just ask the Power Hour when you place your order. Say, send me 5 or 10 cards, and we will. And then you can hand those out to people, and that's easier. You can just write down what time the Power Hour's on, or I think it's already on there. But anyway, call the Power Hour, and when you order, ask for some Power Hour cards. And we're going to have another special giveaway today that I think you're going to like also, but I'm going to wait until the people get there so that the phones won't blow off the hook right now like they did when Ted Brewer gave away his book. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. People didn't know what had happened out there at the Power Mall. Everybody wanted that book. So now we're going to carry it at the Power Mall so that if you want to get one now, you have to purchase it, though.
Awesome.
You can get it. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to the news. 8-week summer special ops exercises, preparation for end game. And mastering the human domain.
Right.
Doesn't sound very good, does it, Josh?
No. And, you know, these exercises tend to have a way of going live at times. You know, we had, what was there, three different drills going on during 9/11. And so
yes,
it's good to watch these things.
It is. From the all-news pipeline, from July 15th to September 15th of 2015, the U.S. Army's Green Berets, the Navy SEALs, the Marine Special Ops Command, and U.S. Special Forces Ops Command, they will be taking part in what is called JADE Helm 15, J-A-D-E, Helm, H-E-L-M, 15. 8 weeks of nighttime drills in seven states in the southwestern portion of America, in which the states of Texas and Utah are now both labeled hostile territory in the drills, as outlined in more detail in the U.S. Army Special Corps Command documents that you can see by going to that article at All News Pipeline. That is not good.
It's, well, you know, like I said, these things go on. They happen all the time. And I would say most times nothing really comes of them. But every once in a while we got to have a little event that coordinates with these things. So.
Yeah. But when you bring the best and the brightest of all the commands together,
right,
that's a little bit different if you ask me.
And it's 8 weeks long. And,
yeah.
You know, that's, this is a big.
Texas and Utah. Mm-hmm. Bad states must be punished.
Right.
Fight video shows likely that the Ferguson shooter was beat up by another protester, not the cops.
Wow.
This story, it's like they can't get it straight, and they want to keep changing it so they can keep confusing everybody. BizPak Review reports that video footage of demonstrators scuffling outside the Ferguson Police Department the night two officers were shot could hold a key to the case that's already spurring charges of police brutality and coerced confession. And it virtually proves that the charges are lies. Hmm. Now, I don't know where that story is going. I honestly don't, because that is, they're just wanting to confuse the public. This guy supposedly drove by, was shooting at a friend of his in a crowd, which doesn't make any sense. I mean, how likely are you to shoot the guy you want?
Right.
You know, way at a distance from a street.
Yeah. I mean, this whole thing doesn't make any
sense to me. You know, Harvey's my enemy, or I'm ticked at Harvey because he stole my whatever, my girlfriend, so I'm going to go shoot in this crowd of people and hit two police officers.
Yeah, by accident.
Yeah, that were seriously ill, but discharged within 8 hours.
Right. I know. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Now, if I question it, I'm going to get the emails. But I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense. And if anybody can make sense of what happened there, please do. Also, the ACLU and the TSA are at it. The ACLU and the New York CLU filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit in March 2015, demanding documents relating to the TSA screening passengers by observation techniques program, the SPOT program. As part of the program, thousands of behavior detection officers, those are the ones that know what you're thinking before you do it, scrutinize the behavior of travelers in airport screening areas in an attempt to identify anyone who may pose a risk to security. Is anybody, like, not happy with that?
Is that not called profiling? I mean, we can't look at someone who, you know, as far as looking scary,
yeah,
you know, in a manner. We can't do that, but if someone who's a little sweaty or nervous, you know, those are the people we got to pick
Everybody is sweaty and nervous and has a behavioral problem that goes through the TSA line.
Sure.
A, because you're either tired of taking your shoes off for no reason, and your belt, and anything else they ask you to do. You're tired. You don't want them to come up and grope you. You don't want to go through a radiation machine at the airport. So everybody is uncomfortable. Yeah.
And
everybody.
And you're flying. I personally don't like flying. You know, so just the anticipation of getting on an airplane is going to make me a little nervous.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I don't know.
It, and any of the above-mentioned reasons can make you sweaty and a little bit upset at an airport. Plus, you don't know who's going to pull out a gun, and I don't know. Are they still carrying guns openly at airports now? Have they stopped that?
The last time I was at an airport was with you, so I don't know. I don't remember seeing any guns.
Well, Kansas City's not exactly the big,
Actually, that is a big airport. You know,
yeah.
It's international.
Yeah, I like it. Anyway, have you heard about how they are deterring homelessness in the Catholic Church?
Oh, my gosh, this is awful.
And what are they doing, Josh?
They're spraying them with water.
Yes.
This goes against everything that Christianity preaches. I'm sorry, but, you know, they...
Wait a minute. Where scripturally does it say thou shalt not spray water on homeless people?
Well, I mean, how about let's boil it down to the simplest terms. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Okay.
Do you want to be living outside when it gets cold at night and then get sprayed with water and soaked? No, you don't. So...
I can't believe
this. The church doing it to people.
I know. And it's cold in San Francisco where they're doing this, at St. Mary's Cathedral, the principal church of the Archdiocese of San Francisco. They installed a watering system to keep the homeless from sleeping in the cathedral's doorways.
So they took money from their parishioners and are using it. It just blows me
away.
I can't even say it out loud because it seems so just ridiculous. Like, this has got to be an onion story to me. But it's not. You know,
okay, now you're going to start getting your anti-Catholic stories. You know, anti-Catholic.
They're
going to start getting that.
I never said anything against Catholicism.
No, but we'll probably get the emails. What I'm saying, listeners, is what part of Scripture do the people that are supposed to be teaching us the Scripture not understand?
They should be inviting these people in and feeding them.
Okay,
you know?
Yes, absolutely. They should be taking care of them. Take care of the homeless. That's what Scripture says. And then you've got also Netanyahu, who is probably the biggest killer of people other than the United States, but we support him, though. And everybody's killing everybody in the name of... But we're Christian. We're democratic. And it's okay for us to kill them because we're calling it what it is. Not murder. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. St. Paul schools, St. Paul, Minnesota, are going to give transgender students access to any bathroom or locker room.
So, boys, if you want to see some naked girls, all you got to do is pretend like you're a girl, and then you can go wherever you want.
That's
this
it.
The craziest. This world is messed up.
It is. It is. You know, what's wrong with having you know how they have at the airports and everything, they have a male and a female sign there. And it says, what do they call that? What do they call it? Where men and women can go in. It's called a family bathroom or something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, why not just do that?
Yeah.
Why
have
just...
a separate facility?
Yeah. They're going to have three facilities now.
Right.
Men, women, and men, women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way to handle that. Cops brutally beat a student over the ID discrepancy. This University of Virginia student was savagely beaten. I saw a news conference with him. He was savagely beaten by police officers working with Virginia's Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control because there was a discrepancy with his ID. Martise Johnson, who is an honor student, he is like the number one student at UVA, University of Virginia. He was charged with resisting arrest, obstructing justice without threats of force, and profane swearing or intoxication. None of which I understand is true, but they are filing those against him anyway. The student was not accused of possessing false ID because that turned out not to be an issue either, so why did they do all this in the first place?
Right.
The guy's got stitches all over his face. It's just crazy. What were you thinking? Cops brutally beat... We see that every single day now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Innocent people.
It's really sad.
And you think you're not trying to create a divide, or they're not trying to create a divide amongst the people? Of course they are.
You know that I don't know who's to blame in this. You know, they're being trained in this way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, and the counties are accepting the money from the feds to get the training. I don't know. I got, you know, it boils down to greed, really, because these police departments and county sheriff's departments, you know, they want that funding. They want the new toys.
Yeah.
And so they accept
it. Do they give rewards to these people for doing these acts? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not right. This poor kid, I mean, everybody in the university was supporting him and saying, this kid doesn't even, you know, jaywalk. What are you thinking?
No previous criminal record, you know, he didn't do anything to deserve that beating.
But the police officer with the most testosterone prevails. Gold prices will hit a record on surging Asian demand, so says Zero Hedge. Under our central case, gold prices are likely to rise gradually, eventually breaking through the U.S. $2,000 level within the next decade? Whoa! Have I got my hopes up?
Oh, man.
The next decade. Okay. We got some good news and some bad news. Gold is going to go up to $2,000 an ounce, but you'll probably never see it.
Yes.
There will be a war somewhere, somehow,
exactly,
some way.
Yeah. I don't know what the point of this story is, you know. Come on, if there was, you know, some sort of conflict or, you know, there's anything could happen that could tip things, you know, to the point where it's just chaos, and then we'd see, obviously, or most likely gold, you know, skyrocket and the dollar be done away with. I mean,
yeah.
Who's to say that, you know, after the BRICS banks come on and, you know, that it just, the dollar just didn't dump completely.
That's right. Yeah. And we've got gold at, what, 1700? 1170.
Right.
1170 today. And we've got the stock market up 131 points prior to the opening in the green. So that's a good thing.
You know, this story is obviously assuming that the dollar is going to be, you know, the dominant currency in the world.
Assuming, that's right.
Through the next, you know, decade at least, which I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
But I'm not an economist, so don't listen to me.
And it's going to, but it'll eventually, gold will go up because there's not going to be any currency worth anything, I think, is where it's headed. Monsanto settles 7 lawsuits after the 2013 GMO wheat scare. I am glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Bring them on. They can have as many lawsuits against them. That would be fine with us. Biotech bans anti-GMO group from the South by Southwest food supply panel. Hmm. I can't believe that. I'm really shocked at that in Austin. And
all about funding.
Hmm?
It's all about funding. You know, these biotech companies have huge amounts of money. So,
and there's going to be a free Vaccine World Summit to learn about vaccine issues from 5 esteemed doctors. 5 physicians are planning a cost-free global online event to discuss a range of issues there. So you can go to the Power Hour News, go to the email blast, and you'll find out how to get to the World Summit for Vaccines. And I think you're going to be pleased if you do. That is if you want to know the truth about vaccines. Vaccination registration system will destroy medical freedom, mirroring gun registration. I mean, why are they putting vaccination with guns? It just doesn't make any sense. Also, voting, by the way, have you heard? Voting, Obama leaked this the other day that he wants voting to be mandatory.
Well, whatever he wants.
Well, but think what that means, though, Josh. If they make voting mandatory, they're going to know not only who voted, but how you voted. Yes, as if voting really makes a difference. But this is only to make those people think that it's an important issue, another debate issue, because they think that voting makes a difference.
I mean, it's just whatever whim this guy has, you know, that we're supposed to just bow to it and accept it.
Yep. It's because he is a constitutional attorney, right?
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. What does that mean? That means nothing, because he knows nothing about the Constitution, obviously, other than how to go around it. And he's really good at that. Really, really very good at that. Research discovers that this degenerative disease developed in the 20s, published in the journal Brain. The recent report reveals how plaques begin to form early in life. While amyloid is initially beneficial to our brain processes, the misinformation of the proteins in the brain in some individuals is what leads to brain degradation, and that means dementia and memory loss. And that's sad to learn that in your 20s you're building up plaque.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Antibiotic is a big issue now at McDonald's, they say. McDonald's antibiotic shift sparks deep pressure for chicken providers. Following McDonald's announcement that intends on removing certain antibiotics from chicken products, food providers are feeling even greater pressure to make similar shifts, influenced by the fast food giant decision. Tyson, KFC, and Costco are making moves to push antibiotics out of their food. And I think Purdue chicken is one of the best now if you're buying the over-the-counter chicken. But there are some out there that say no antibiotics on it and no GMOs. And those you can even buy at Walmart, I've noticed, too.
Really?
Yeah, you can buy those at Walmart now. So that's a good thing. But people have to pay extra. And a lot of people say, uh-uh, I'm not going to pay extra for it. And, you know, what you pay for is what you get, is all I can say. Back to the situation in Tunisia, because I want to cover this, given the fact now that Tunisia is in our sights, if you will, because according to the agreement that supposedly Obama is going to be going by, which says that wherever ISIS is, we can go and kill people. Now they're saying that they're going to blame ISIS for this, and now they're saying ISIS might be taking a taking credit for this. And that means, literally, that we can go and take over Tunisia, use their resources, kill their people, because there's bad guys there.
Well, you know, Tunisia was... What really, during the Arab Spring, you know, one of the first places that went down. So we've already been there and done some damage. So,
well, we need to go back again, obviously. When we come back, let's talk about the UN for Palestine coming out in support for Palestine. And why did the president do another end run around the Constitution? We'll be back after this 3 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. It is a wonderful world, and we need to stay in the now. In the now. It's so... Why do we need to be reminded of that all the time? Stay in the now.
It's more difficult than you realize.
It is.
Yeah. Our brains are so distracted by everything we have to do.
We're way down the track with all these things we've imagined that are going to happen that may not, but that's okay. We want to worry about it anyway. So stay in the now. Especially, try it on the weekends. Try staying in the now and enjoying this moment instead of saying... You know, we live our week waiting for Friday.
Right.
And then
always
we
anticipating
live the weekend
else.
Dreading we got to go back to work.
Right.
Or some people do. Not me. And not you, I know. But please enjoy the now. That is a lesson. I wanted to talk about this issue of Palestine. It appears that, you know, the United Nations may be making a decision about Palestine, or the president may be going along with the United Nations decision. And I just want to remind everybody, back when Harry Truman proposed the UN Charter, you know, the Republicans were against it. They were against wanting to legitimate the authority of foreign policy that would be decided by the United Nations. But not enough Republicans were against it to be able to stop it. And there is precedent now for UN to do foreign policy decisions for the United States or to approve those foreign policy decisions. And as an example, George H.W. Bush got permission from the United Nations to invade Kuwait. Huh. I had forgotten about that.
Right.
He went to the United Nations because Congress wouldn't do it for him, and the United Nations gave him permission to invade Kuwait. So once you set a precedent,
right,
you're done. You're history. You're toast. And they tried to get a declaration of hostilities from the Congress, and they couldn't do it. So, therefore, you have the precedent. And two-thirds of both houses of Congress, let me remind you, can do anything to restrain the president if they chose to.
Right.
But they don't choose to. That's right. I think that is, we've got to remember that.
That would, undermine the whole idea that we have this all-powerful president.
And now they're saying, well, don't worry, if he becomes a rogue president, we can always have two-thirds of the House and the Senate shut him down. No, it's not going to happen. That's not part of the plan. So I just wanted to bring that up, that I think that is a huge issue with respect to Obama and the United Nations. He is liking going to the United Nations for whatever he wants. I want to ask if there is anybody out there that can remember what I said regarding, because I don't want to have to go back and listen to five different shows to find out, or three different shows. I talked about Channel 8, but I didn't mention Channel 8. I talked about a local news team doing a questionnaire on vaccines. So if you recall what I said about that, I want to know, and I'd like for you to call in at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923.
All right. Now, is this about the interview?
Yeah, it's about the interview, but here's the reason why. Is because I think I've been misquoted on KOMU.com, and I want to know, without having to go listen to all those programs, what it was that I said, but I have a feeling I'm going to have to do it anyway. Because I think I was misquoted, and I want to know if you remember my discussion about the vaccination questionnaire that was done by Channel 8. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned.